USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Baltimore's embattled Democratic Mayor Catherine Pugh submitted her resignation on Thursday amid state and federal investigations into whether she used bulk sales of her self-published children's book to disguise kickbacks. Her attorney, Stephen Silverman, reads a statement on her behalf.
Baltimore deserves a mayor who can move our great city forward. I want to thank all of our department heads and staff who work hard every day.
The ringleader of a failed Al-Qaeda plot to bomb the New York City subway in 2009 is a free man. Najibullah Zazi faced life in prison for plotting a suicide bomb attack in the New York City subway, timed to coincide with the 8th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. On Thursday, prosecutors said his substantial cooperation with the U.S. government to locate other Al-Qaeda operatives should warrant time served, and the judge agreed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hyla Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, Nureuriva.com.